Hello?
Mr. Bundy, calling the president.
Just 1 minute.
Hello.
Mr. President, we've had another bombing, as you may have heard.
No.
A barracks in a town called Bindia, and we don't yet have... No, Quinan is the town. We don't yet have casualty reports except 21 wounded, but the whole building collapsed, so the chances are there'll be something more. We are collecting our dope on this and would suggest that we keep go on doing so and find a time to meet with you this afternoon. The one thing that appears to us, two things that are preliminary conclusions. One, that we probably ought to be very careful that this is a U.S. barracks to tie into this enterprise something Vietnamese so that we don't get in a position that only white men get avenged. This is a point that's come in from a number of different channels, and McNamara and I feel very strongly about it, and so does my brother Bill. There is an area in which we can perhaps tie them in that there have been a resumption of attacks on the railroad in the south. The railroad in the north is an extremely easy target, and a particularly self-evidently relevant one. And we may be coming into you, therefore, with a recommendation that there be a retaliation that relates to the barracks and a retaliation relating to the railroad that would again be U.S. and GBN. The second thing that I think this does is to change the timetable on the speech you and I talked about last night and to make it well worth considering. I don't want to give you a final recommendation now, but well worth considering whether within the next two or three nights you might not want to do a full-dress account of this affair, somewhat on the model of your account of the Chinese bomb and the Soviet change of power, coolly and directly to the American people. That's something you might want to be turning over as to how it feels to you. One ought not to judge from a fragmentary meeting or from the complimentary remarks of congressmen, but I thought the spirit of the meeting last night was very good on this issue and was very encouraging to me because one always hears about Frank Church and not always about the other fellows.
All right. What I would hope we'd do is flash them, and if it takes as long to flash them as it did the other day, 2 hours, call them and tell them that we want to hear from them.
Mm-hmm. You mean our boys?
Yes.
We have a first report.
Westmoreland.
Yeah.
I want them to understand when these things happen to be ready with these targets the best thing we can. Then yep. I would tell Wheeler to have his group getting their recommendations together as best they can and considering every possible angle, not getting inflammatory or bombastic, but let's proceed
coolly
and thoroughly and promptly and adequately.
Right.
And let's do it short of the 12 hours it took us before, if we can. And let's see that Vietnamese Wheeler ought to tell Westmoreland right now to start getting the Vietnamese cranked up.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes them 6 or 8 hours,
that's
they say.
Right.
And he ought to tell his people and his carrier people, whoever he needs, to go on and start getting ready. Then
the preliminary instructions have already been issued by SyncPAC, and they're on alert.
Then let's just get them to loading their stuff, and then let's pick the targets and be sure we get an agreement, get their recommendation, get all of our joint staff. Then let's call our meeting.
Right.
And
you have anything that obligates you this afternoon?
No, I have it, but this comes first. There's nothing that'll stop this.
Right.
Where is Quinan located?
It's up in the
northern part of South Vietnam.
Central part, the northern part of South Vietnam, as I understand it.
And it's strictly American?
This particular building was requisitioned for an aircraft maintenance detachment. It was their billet.
And what was it, mortar fire again?
No, it seems to have been a sabotage bomb, but they don't say for sure. They just say an explosion. Bombed is what they say.
Do they make any recommendations at all?
SyncPAC has figured three targets that he thinks are appropriate, but we don't yet have a recommendation.
And are they along the line of the ones the other day? Same general stuff?
I can't say, Mr. President. I haven't checked the details of these particular targets. Let me say the daylight darkness factors are different from the last time because the episode occurred at 7 o'clock our time, which is 6 o'clock this morning their time. We are not, I think, going to get out there now. You see, we're at No, 6 o'clock in the evening their time. I beg your pardon. 6 o'clock in the evening their time.
We just heard about it at 10 o'clock?
No, we heard about it about an hour ago, and you were on the phone.
Well, call the other phone and just tell them to get the president when something like this happens.
I
know. Let's don't wait an hour. I got a sergeant sitting out there all the time.
I could have done it. I could have done it.
So
I had all the preliminaries cranked up, but
all right, let's get them all ready and let's go if we can today. I'll see. I'll be available.
It's now 11 o'clock at night. 9 o'clock at night their time.
Uh-huh.
And, 11 o'clock at night their time. We expect to have the orders out so that they can strike early in the daylight tomorrow.
Okay.
Right.